It's the Currents Music News, the daily podcast where we tell you what you need to know about what's going on in the music world. Today is Wednesday, January 23rd. I'm Jay Gabler. Today we're going to be talking about some good news in rough times, but first a couple of exciting stories for music fans who listen to podcasts, and that's you, right?
Yeah!
Okay. First of all, the Pixies are planning a podcast to document the making of their new album. The album, which doesn't have a title yet, is coming out in September, but it was recorded last month in upstate New York. A podcast called Past is Prologue, Pixies will launch on June 27th with one new episode each week leading up to the album's release. Here's a sample from a teaser that's been released for the podcast.
Imagine that you're a member of the Pixies.
The Pixies moved into Dreamland Studios near Woodstock, New York this past December, and I got invited along for the ride. Thanks to the unprecedented access, we can all experience how their magic gets tracked, taped, and transmitted.
Singer-songwriters Amy Mann and Ted Leo are also launching a podcast. On Twitter, Leo explained that, "We talked to a broad array of people from many backgrounds and many regions of the creative spectrum about how, in these times, they remain creative while navigating the labyrinth of abandon, depression, elation, inspiration, and most importantly for us, work, structures, process." The first two episodes featuring comedian Wyatt Senek and Rebecca Sugar, who's creator of Cartoon Network's Steven Universe, come out on Monday, with a new episode to follow each week. Mann and Leo must have discovered they got along pretty well during the course of their musical collaboration called The Both. Here's a song by The Both recorded in the current studio. Ironically, the song's title is You Can't Help Me Now. Speaking about these times, here are those stories about good news in tough times. Two new documentaries about the famously failed Fyre Festival are drawing attention to the Bahamanians who are counting on revenue from the event to recoup money they spent preparing for it. Among them is a 55-year-old restaurant owner named Marianne Roll, who was featured in the Netflix documentary about the festival.
All these models, like, in the Bahamas.
The most insane festival the world has ever seen.
Island getaway turned disaster.
She says the festival founders owe her over $130,000 and that her credit has been ruined. In response, a crowdfunding campaign has raised over $170,000 to support Roll. In a note thanking donors, she shared an apt piece of advice. Be mindful of strangers. Over 800,000 employees of the federal government are currently furloughed or working without pay as President Trump continues to spar with Congress over his proposed border wall. In response, a number of music artists are offering federal employees free concert tickets or other support. Several symphony orchestras are offering free tickets, including the New York Philharmonic and the Minnesota Orchestra. The producers of Beautiful are offering free Broadway tickets to their jukebox musical, which features the songs of Carole King.
I know we're gonna make it.
And Gene Simmons and Paul Stanley of Kiss are offering free meals to TSA workers at their chain of Rock and Brews restaurants. And Nile Rodgers is giving away 600 Chic concert tickets. In a statement, the star guitarist referred to the 1979 hit he co-wrote for Sister Sledge. Rodgers wrote, "In one of my biggest songs, I wrote, 'We are family. I've got all my sisters with me. I consider all of these people to be my brothers and sisters, and I hope this lets them know that we are 100% behind them."
We are family.
An infamous 90s alt-rock beef is still going strong, Courtney Love demonstrated, as she once again threw shade at Bikini Kill. Love's enmity for Bikini Kill frontwoman Kathleen Hanna has been well documented since at least Lollapalooza 1995, when Love either threw some candy or threw a punch at Hanna, depending on which version of the story is true. Now that Bikini Kill have announced a highly anticipated reunion, Love is stirring up drama in the comments. On Bust Magazine's Instagram, Love said she was triggered and called Bikini Kill the biggest hoax in the history of rock and roll, among other derogatory comments. So far, Hannah and Bikini Kill, who are widely considered the defining band of the Riot Girl movement, are taking the high road and declining to respond. You may not recognize the name of Edwin Birdsong, but you've appreciated his artistry if you've heard songs like De La Soul's Me, Myself, and I, or Gangstar's Skills, or this song by Daft Punk, Harder, Better, Faster, Stronger. All of those cuts sample the music of the jazz and funk keyboardist who has just died at the age of 77. The Juilliard-trained artist was a busy session player who collaborated with the likes of Stevie Wonder, and his work as a solo artist has long been a go-to source for producers seeking sweet samples. Here's his 1979 track Cola Bottle Baby, which was sampled by Daft Punk for the song you just heard. If you weren't paying close attention during the Golden Globes, you may have wondered why Taylor Swift was co-presenting with Idris Elba. The answer? They're both cast members in the upcoming film adaptation of George W. Bush's favorite Broadway musical. Yes, I'm talking about Cats, the 1981 Andrew Lloyd Webber musical based on a poem collection by T.S. Eliot. Taylor Swift is playing Bomba Lurina, a character Wikipedia describes as a red queen with an interest in the rum-tum-tugger, who's also a member of the Gumby trio. Obviously, I haven't actually seen Cats, but clearly now I'm going to have to, because the movie's also going to star Jennifer Hudson, Rebel Wilson, James Corden, Dame Judi Dench, and Gandalf himself, Sir Ian McKellen.
At last, there's something to shout about on Broadway.
We're talking about this today because today's viral clip comes courtesy of Taylor Swift's Instagram, where she revealed her character casting, but didn't give too much more away as she posted from the London set of Cats.
So I'm on set for Cats, and it is fully snowing.
Here's the song McCavity, the Mystery Cat, a song Taylor Swift's character sings about Idris Elba's character.
McCavity's a mystery cat. He's called the Hidden Paw. For he's a master criminal who can defy the law.
The film is scheduled for release on December 20th.
The flying squad's despair. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there.
And that is today's music news. You can see that clip, read more about all these stories over at thecurrent.org. I'm Jay Gabler. Our producer today is Luke Taylor. Tomorrow, Jade and I are going to be talking about this week's new releases, teaser singles, all the good stuff. Follow The Current on Twitter to vote in a poll about what music you hope we talk about. See you tomorrow.
He breaks the law of gravity. His powers of levitation would make a fakie a stare. And when you reach the scene of crime, McCavity's not there. You may seek him in a basement.
I loved it. It was much better than Cats. I'm going to see it again and again.
Not there. McCavity's a ginger cat. He's very...